All right.
Seems like you and your staff were busy this year in Mobile, drafting two guys here at the Senior Bowl. What did both of those players show specifically at that scouting event, and how important was that showcase game as part of the evaluation process?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing you hit on there. It's part of the evaluation process. You know, it's another opportunity to evaluate these guys. I think the Senior Bowl in particular is a very competitive bowl game, and so guys do well there typically, you know, do well for this league.
What do you see at a OB, big kind of rangy safety? What can he bring to that defense?
I don't know which of the guys was describing him. Might have been Mayock. I think did a pretty good job describing him, because I think he can do a lot of different things. He's very gifted athletically, and the tape is good. He's done a variety of roles. He's, you know, played on tight ends. He's played on receivers. He's been in the backfield. He's been a post safety. He's kind of done a little bit of everything. And he'll come up and strike you. So, yeah, we like him, and happy to be able to get him.
And what do you like about Vanderdoes?
Vanderdoes, active defensive lineman. He's got awareness. He's not a guy that just pushes blocks and has no idea where the ball is. I think his film is inconsistent. You know, honestly, that's some is better than other. And I just talked to him just a little while ago. I said we're looking for the high energy guy, the motivated guy. But he's a really good athlete. You know, he came out of high school highly regarded. You know, went down to my rival school, UCLA. I told Kenny I wouldn't hold that against the two of them. He's a good active defensive lineman that we think is best footballs in front of him. You know, he had ACL a couple years ago. His weight has been up and down. And, you know, we expect him to come in here and be a real professional and work hard with Joe Gomes and the strength staff and get himself ready to roll and come in here and add some depth to our defensive line and give us a little interior push.
With someone like Obi, who's 6'4 and runs a 4.4 and was one of those combine freak kind of guys, do you just kind of think that with all these traits that we can really mold him into a really quality NFL player?
No, I don't think you ever do that. I think you look at anybody that runs well or jumps high and all those kinds of things, that's just kind of confirms if the tape was good and then they can do that. That's what it's about. So it's really the tape. So he's got good tape that tells you he's a good football player, and then you watch him work out, you're like, wow, he's a good football player with upside. So I think, you know, look, it's no secret. We've struggled for the last couple of years covering the opponent's tight ends. You know, we think this is a guy that can help with his length, match up against, you know, some of the bigger tight ends and some of the better tight ends. And we'll put him right in the mix. You know, I was asked yesterday about Conley and where does he – you know, what does that do for the other corners? And you could ask the same thing about Reggie and Carl. And what does that do for the safeties? You know, we're going to let these guys compete. Who's one? Who's two? Who's three? Who's four? That'll get determined in training camp. We're going to let these guys come in here and compete. They have a good skill set. We're looking for vastly improved play out of our defense. And all three of these guys are going to get an opportunity to compete and create their role.
Jack, you talked late last year about the lack of an interior pass rush being one of your bigger concerns in the defense last year. Is Eddie a guy you think can fix that, help fix that? Where do you see him fitting?
Yeah, no, I think he has a shot. I think, look, I said it earlier this spring, you know, I think it's important that we develop the guys that are here, you know, that we get a good offseason with Hottie. And that, I mean, he's attacking this offseason, the beginning of this offseason, Mario Edwards, I think we got to expect these guys that we've taken over the last couple of years to take a step forward for us as well. But certainly Eddie will get his opportunity.
Jack, obviously the research on someone like Conley's issue is different from a guy on tape who's great one day and not as great on the other tape. So take us through that kind of research. Does he have to show up?
That's the difference between a first round and a third round. And then a third round and a fourth and fifth round and, you know, on and on.
Do you have to actually see him here when it comes to the motivation and the motor and which version you're getting?
Yeah, that's what you have to do to survive in this league. That's what you have to do to earn a spot on this team, and that's what you have to do. So that's part of, like, joining a culture that's going to demand that. That'll be all of our players. It'll be the same way. But that's kind of the standard of how we do things. And everybody that we bring in here, we expect them to live up to that standard.
Is that the fun part as a coach, in a way? The fun challenge is that with Eddie, he's someone who's shown mixed play at the college level, but you've seen what he can do, what he
sure.
is. So to get your guys, get their hands on him in the film room, to get your hands on him in the meetings and the practice field, like, is that part of the...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the fun of coaching, and they're all different types of players and athletes that we get to work with, and to be able to touch them and inspire them, motivate them, and help them be their best. I think, for me, even going back to my playing days, if I knew a coach could help me be better, man, I was going to listen to everything, soak it all up. So we want to be the coaches that can deliver and help these guys improve and be at their best, and in doing that, they'll soak it all up and give it everything they have.
Jack, first three rounds of the draft, you went defensive the whole way. But before the draft started, you added a guy on offense that we haven't had a chance to ask you about yet, Marshawn Lynch. What was that meeting like when he first came in? You're seeing the video. He looked like a kid in a candy store, literally. What does he bring now that it's official?
Authentic passion is what I see. He is a homegrown guy. He's extremely excited about, joining this football team, being a part of the Raider Nation, and we're excited to have him. And, there are going to be questions about how much is left in his tank and things like that, and we're going to find out. But I know that I don't know that I've ever seen anybody else be more excited and more pleased to be, joining a team. And my team, our team, I told him, I said, you're lucky, man, because I didn't get a chance to do that as a player. I wanted to finish here as a player, too. I didn't get that chance, and you're getting that chance. And he's fired up about it. And he's a big man, and he plays with the violence that we like and appreciate. And I think he looks forward to running behind Gabe and KO and Rodney and those guys up front.
Coach, you mentioned that his weight has been up and down. Eddie Vanderdoes, that is.
Who's that?
Eddie Vanderdoes. You mentioned his weight had been up and down. What?
So it's like a lot of big guys.
Yeah. Well, what about?
I mean, Vic's had his weight go up and down some too.
Sorry, Vic.
I'm sorry. That was a cheap shot. I'm sorry.
What range would you prefer him to be at, and where do you think at that ideal weight would he fit into that defense?
I don't really spend a lot of time with that. I trust Joe Gomes. We've got dietitians and trainers and conditioners and all the things that we need to do to get him to be at his best. But ultimately, Joe will lead us through that. We'll scan him, get a real exact reading on, how his body comp, what it looks like, how it stacks up, and what he needs to do to be at his best. And so we'll help educate him that way. And then it'll be up to him, to embrace the things that we talk about and that we do with our guys. But we're gonna seek to maximize all of our players. And Eddie will be in the same boat. There won't be a special Eddie watch. We don't have one for Jelly. We don't have one for any of the bigger guys. I mean, they work hard. We give them a weight that makes sense based on their body scan and their body composition, and we demand that they work within that, and our guys have been really good about it. I think Eddie will do the same.
And where do you think he would fit in that interior defensive line?
Somewhere in the interior. I think really, he can go from a six technique end in. I don't know that he'd ever be out, as a nine out wide, out as a edge rusher like a Khalil or a Bruce, but more inside. A lot like you saw, Stacy McGee, who we lost, similar to Stacy, how he would bounce around. He would go anywhere from nose all the way out to a six technique, and I think Eddie shows the traits to be able to do the same.
One
How does Obi project on special teams with his size and his speed and all that? It seemed like that would be an area where he might be able to contribute immediately, yep. if not just on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. He should. You know, again, you know, what role, how many downs? Is he a four-down guy? I'm not opposed to playing guys on special teams that also start. You know, and I'm not limiting what his role may become, but he's gonna come in and earn it, and let him compete. But he's definitely a guy with all the capabilities and attributes that you look for on all four downs. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, appreciate it, guys.